I spoke with my colleague Peter Husey of the Hudson Institute about nuclear weapons in Russia, particularly about tactical nuclear weapons said to be deployed to Belarus by order of the Kremlin. That meets the fact that Prigozhin, the head of a private army, has now transferred himself to Belarus in exile, we're told. Also, we're told that other members of Grupa Wagnera, Prigozhin's private army, are moving or have moved to Belarus, meaning there is a private army inside Belarus. The country itself is commanded by a dictator who talks a lot. And also there are tactical nuclear weapons. What is the risk here? And Peter Husey examines all possibilities, including worst case. Here's Peter.
Well, you need an airplane to drop gravity bombs. And then you need a cruise missile to carry a warhead that's launched from an airplane. And then anything that is a land-based or medium-range missile, you have to have a launcher. You have to have something to put it on a carriage or truck or whatever that can fire it. And then you have to mate the warhead to it. It's not insurmountable by any means, especially if they happen to grab a few folks who know how to do this, you know, dragoon them into going with them to Belarus. But Lavrov said Russia has control over these weapons in Belarus. The question is, what happens if they turn these people around who have control of the weapons and authority? That's not out of the possibility, particularly if they, you know, put a gun to their heads.
I'm John Batchelor.